You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Lori. So I wanted to tell you a quote that is by the same man who wrote our gathering hymn and our prayer of the day, St. Francis of Assisi. He said, "Share the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus, at all times. If necessary, use words." So what does he mean, share the gospel at all times, if we're not going to use words? And I was thinking, Sawyer, especially you might be able to help us out with Trevor, because Trevor can't really use words yet. He makes a lot of sounds, but he can't really use words. How does Trevor show love without words? Does he smile at you? Does he want to come to you when he sees you? He gets so excited and happy to see you. Does he try to play with you and pull your hair or mess with your glasses? So Trevor has these special ways of showing you that he loves you. How about Bella, your dog? How does Bella show you that she loves you? She wags her tail. That's a good one. Can you think of anything else? Gives you hugs and probably lots of snuggles. Not really. No snuggles. Kate, can you think of a way how we might be able to share Jesus' love without using words? Maybe we can give hugs. Maybe if we see that somebody is hungry, we can help feed them. If we see that someone is hurt, we can try to help them or get them to someone who can help them. Maybe if we see somebody who needs some clothes, we could give them some clothes. Like James is going to give some hats to people if he sees that they need hats because they don't have them. So there are a lot of ways that we can show Jesus' love to people, even without words. And maybe that love is best shared without words, because actions speak a lot louder than words. So we can show Jesus love by being kind in a lot of ways, and you both have really kind hearts. So I really trust that when you are in a situation, that God will help your heart to know what to do in those situations. But I thought you could help us think about how we might share the good news about Jesus using words only if necessary. So thank you. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for your love and all the ways you show us. Help us to show others your love, especially with our actions. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. And I can't remember who has children's church. It's Susan. She always has some fun activities to do.